Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That was the voice of Will. Not the last voice you heard. That was Fitzy. Little impromptu
freestyle.
Rap. Freestyle. Yep. In the future, let's leave those to Stiz. He's a professional in that area, so you and I have made our attempts. We should probably bow out and let
Stiz. It was more like jokey-okey, like a jokey karaoke.
But Will Fleming, I said it a few weeks ago, he needed, he was in a low spot.
We had the police show up at his house. We had wellness check and everything, like send him to his general practitioner. I'm glad he's doing better now.
Now he watches Roman Anthony. He sees Roman Anthony's mother. He sees Marcelo Meyer hit a couple home runs, and he's just on top of the world, baby. Got to use 4 home run calls last night in one game.
And by the way, Will Fleming has showed us the acoustic limitations of the Red Sox broadcast booth, which, just to take you guys sort of like behind the glass or behind the scenes, breaking a little fourth radio wall.
Why is Joe Braverman pounding his chest 2 studios down when you bring up the Red Sox radio booth? He's literally pointing at me saying it's all me. He's like a wrestler in the middle of the ring egging on the audience.
He's the radio booth back here. I'm talking about the booth proper at Fenway, which has an odd shape to it, which is why when Flemdog cranks up the DBUs a little bit, like, you hear like the echo of it. Joe Castiglione never used to get so loud on a home run call. Deep fly on the left, and it's gone. A home run for Hart. Like, you never heard the way, like, when he yells, you can hear his voice filling every, it's amazing.
And he gets into it. It'll be interesting to see if he stays into it that way. You know, he is in his first year as the voice.
I think he's going to get more into it.
Here's another homer.
You think 10 years from now... Yeah, that was when it wasn't going well for the Boston Red Sox a couple weeks ago.
No.
But you think if he stays in the same job, let's just say for the next 10 years, he's going to be doing the same home run calls with the same vim and vigor?
What do you think he's going to do when they clinch a playoff spot? What do you think he's going to do if they win a playoff series? What do you think he's going to say if they punch their ticket to and or, God willing, win another World Series?
Yeah, he might not be able to handle it.
He's going to explode like that dude in Big Trouble in Little China.
Deep breaths. Sit down, Will. Just relax for a minute.
It's going to suck when we're like, oh, the Red Sox are 1,000-1,000 since 2018, 10 years from now, when he's still making those calls.
I mean, that was sort of my cynical response to Fitzy. What do you think he's going to do when they make the playoffs? What do you think? Well, we'll never know. We may never know.
So
because of the optimism, people are starting. I heard Greg Hill tell Craig Breslow that he's back in with this team. And I do think there is some of that. Now, I don't know how deserved it is because they're still quite far from the Yankees, although they can chip into that this weekend with a nice sweep. Wouldn't that be a little something if you could sweep the Yankees? That would inject some life into this season.
Asking for a lot right now, Hart. Like let's just go 2 out of 3. They have to go 58 just to update the leaderboard or our tote board here, if you will. They have to go 58-34 the remainder of the way to get to the projected 92 wins, one in many of us on the show, as well as inside the organization, projected this team to finish at. Still a daunting task, but winning 2 out of every 3 can continue to get you. There could be some sweep-a-doos along the way. There'll probably be also a few misgivings, but winning two series in a row, getting the better of the week, I think that's a good thing. By the way, tomorrow you won't be here tomorrow. It'll be me, Mego, and the Ball Hawk coming to you live from the Ford Fenway Clubhouse studio. But who would you, our usual Friday kickoff segment, who won the week? Who would you say?
Oh, an early entrant for who won the week?
Yeah, just go ahead and get, why don't you give us yours? And that way I'll recount that tomorrow like Andy's on vacation, probably touching down right now. Rum swizzle, coconut something. But his winner for the week was...
I think I would have to go with somebody with the last name Anthony, but I have to pick from, I think there are a number of options. I would go with the ball player, Roman Anthony, but I think Lee, is it Leah? Leah Anthony, who
Leah,
was on the Greg Hill show this morning talking about
quintupled her IG following since that one shot on Nesson.
Great get, Greg.
Letting the
excellent get.
Letting the world know that she is indeed single. Recent graduate of Florida State, getting a job in August.
Well, oh, no way. She went to Jen Sturger University? Unbelievable.
Are you mocking? Are you mocking the
no,
queen
I'm not.
Of
I'm
this
just saying,
baseball
like, no,
city?
Because, I mean, that's how, you know, that's, she was the famous one who, there was the shot of her years later, and then, of course, Brett Favre sent her a famous shot as well. And wow, she went to Florida State.
Yes.
No kidding. Also, Stanley, just to say, like, great get, it's a great get for Greg. Probably helps having somebody like Coco on the show. No, no offense to like me, Andy, or Ted, but I'm sure that's probably not the friendliest or softest
landing. You don't think if I slid up in those DMs, like we couldn't have booked her for
I have to take a shower
afternoons?
Just for the way you said that.
You made me uncomfortable. There's no doubt you made me uncomfortable, and you'd be among thousands sliding into her DMs. She said
she got some creative ones, though.
She did, and I think that whole thing is really interesting. I said this to Dan Ball before we came on the air. Anthony, the father, I don't know how I would deal with this feel about this. Like, everybody kind of objectifying my daughter in whether it's in a creepy way or a kind of creepy way or like
little yuck, little bit like I only have two boys and I gotta say from my perspective, a little bit of yuck. Like you're a father daughter.
Oh, this could be me. This could absolutely like because you know she's
that
a little older.
That would go well.
She's older than Roman Anthony. I also didn't know that. I assumed she was the younger
she
sister.
Is?
Yeah, she's the tweener child. So it's Anthony. Anthony is the oldest. Then it's her, and then it's Roman Anthony. But yeah, if my daughter,
it's
who's 2 years younger
Chains,
than my son,
lady and the ball player,
it would make me a little uncomfortable.
She's gonna parlay this into a successful influencer position. She's gonna be good.
She also just graduated.
She'll be the
college.
One on the Jumbotron this fall at Gillette.
But who says she wants to be that? She graduated college and she has a job set up for August. And based on what I heard this morning, she sounds like a really smart, articulate, well put together young lady.
I think she's a teacher's assistant. If her LinkedIn is correct.
Jesus, what are we doing?
What, Stiz?
What is going on? Have you been on her LinkedIn?
Just doing research.
Show prep?
That's all.
You waited till last part of the show to express that?
To
seems like
everybody...
you were keeping that
You're
for yourself.
LinkedIn creeping?
What is wrong
Andy, of the, you know, I know they play How Creepy Is It on the Greg Hill Show, but like, that's a new level. Like, when you're stalking somebody's LinkedIn page.
I mean, yeah, the creeps know they're creeping when they're on IG. Like, when you take it, I agree with Fitzy, when you take it to the LinkedIn level, you feel like you've crossed the line from normal creep to creepy, creepy, creepy creep. But, okay, so she's a teacher's assistant. She's educated. She's got a job. Mm-hmm. I don't know that she wants to be an influencer. Like, she just
But it happens, though. Sometimes you don't choose the life. Life chooses you, man.
What else we got in our show prep today, Stiz?
Yeah. What else you got?
Yeah. I'm the one.
Yeah, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream, Stiz? Yeah.
Dotting the I's, crossing the T's.
What
That's
do you think
all
she'll
doing.
Order tonight at Strega? I'm sure you have an idea of what she likes to eat, what her favorites are.
Yeah. They're going to be at Aria.
Rollatinis. Big fan of the eggplant rollatinis.
Those are disgusting.
What?
Wow. Those are deep fried boogers. They're awful.
And there goes that endorsement.
Yeah, apparently we're not getting any free food.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. Big eggplant isn't going to sponsor the show now?
Excuse me?
If we were pause.
What the hell are you? I'm the one going on vacation. I'm the one supposed to be off the rails.
I'm priming the audience for what they got coming up over the next week and a half.
I got this guy who's, you know, creeping in her LinkedIn. You're bringing up big eggplants. I'm just trying to talk baseball over here in the Boston Red Sox. Top prospect in baseball. No, one thing that really did bother me, and I don't think we actually got to it earlier. Rob Bradford was on with the Midday Guys, mm-hmm. and he brought up the idea, and I see your calls lining.
Hated this.
Calls lining up. I'm going to get to you guys in a minute because I know you have questions that tie into this. But he brought up the idea that when Willier Abreu comes back from the IL, and apparently he just has a little tweaked oblique, it won't be long. This is not a major injury. He brought up the idea that on the table could still be sending Roman Anthony back to the Woo Sox, and I could not hate that more. I mean, I know Dan Ball wants to send Christian Campbell to the Woo Sox.
Yeah, because he's earned it.
At least there's an argument for that.
Yeah.
At least I can, I don't have to agree with your argument, but you have some evidence that he might need that. Roman Anthony just got here, and I believe I've heard for weeks when we wanted him to be here sooner, well, we have to, didn't they use pave the runway or clear the runway for him so it works for him and for us? And when
But it wasn't a deck clearing the same way it was for the likes of Drake May, who needed the environment and the sim to be absolutely perfect in order to come out and get a C-plus from Tommy Curran.
If this was only a 10-day trip to Boston, then it should have never happened. Roman Anthony was brought up to stay with the Boston Red Sox, not to go back down.
And we were told as much, Andy. I know we've been told a lot of things that have turned out to be myth-truths or semi-truths. Yeah, okay, fine.
I'm just going to keep you on. Lies!
But we've heard from sources outside of Alex Cora that when he comes up, he's coming up to stay up.
Yes. And now I'm hearing Rob Bradford, and I'm not going to hold Alex Cora accountable for Rob Bradford. He just has an opinion, but he's been around the team for a long time. He talks to a lot of people. He tends to know a lot of things emanating from the baseball offices at Fenway Park. Dan Ball.
And this, gentlemen, is my ultimate problem with this entire thing. There is zero developmental plan for these guys. You call the Marcelo Meyer, why? Because you wanted to? No, because Alex Bregman got hurt.
Yes.
That's not a plan. That's a reaction. You call the Roman Anthony because Willier Abreu got hurt.
Spitting fire.
That's not a plan. That's a reaction. Now you're going to send him down despite the fact that you're seeing an end. Alex Cora talked about it with you guys, off air and on air, the way that the vibe's different, the aura is different, how Roman Anthony walked through the doors and things were different. And now you're going to send him back down? It's not a plan. You're just reacting to what's happening, and that's going to screw these guys.
So the 978 says, why is that Bradfo idea so crazy? Perfectly reasonable, but you guys just don't dig deep on anything. Why is it perfectly reasonable that you waited forever to bring a guy up because you said it was important that the time was right for him and for you when you bring him up? You get him up. He has an RBI in his first game. He has an RBI double that wins you his second game. He looks like a big leaguer. I'm not saying he's batting 700 and tearing the cover off the ball, but he looks like a big leaguer, made an error, then cleaned it up the next night, made a nice catch. He has a little something to the point you made. The manager is like, yeah, this guy's got a little bit of an aura to him. He's got a little something that he's bringing to the club right now. Why would you immediately send him back down? Why would you pull the rug out from under him and your team, Dan?
I will give you the theory, and then Fitzy, thank you. I was a little worried about you at that point. They're still worried about contract manipulation and service time manipulation. They wanted to skip that Super 2 deadline. No, because it's true. And this is why my ire is directed more towards Breslow than it is towards Cora. They're worried. They were worried about the Super 2 deadline, and now they still want to make sure they limit the amount of at-bats he gets so he's not eligible to win Rookie of the Year. This is mind-boggling to me, and it bugs me because, as you point out multiple times, Andy, John Henry whipped out the checkbook this offseason in a couple different instances.
Also whipped out his cigar.
Exactly. All of which we thought was a change in the way that they were thinking, and now you're manipulating the best prospect in baseball just for the sake of pinching pennies.
Dan,
if I can just say real quick, I just want to leave a very bold and honest statement. Regarding that, if you believe that to be true, if there is any veracity to that, Dan, if that is true, then the Red Sox don't deserve a prospect as good, as full of potential and as franchise altering as Roman Anthony. And I'll just leave that there.
Let's bring in the caller, 617-779-7937. Let's go to David in North Providence. What's up, David?
How you doing tonight?
Great.
I personally feel that Campbell should go back. He definitely needs some seasoning. I want to hear what you guys think.
Dan Ball, you want to respond to that? That sounds like your people. These are your people calling in.
I mean, you just can't teach that kind of knowledge from our callers here on WEEI Afternoons.
I disagree. I stand by. And somebody brought this up last night. I'm going to say Will Middlebrooks, maybe. One of the two Wills. Mm-hmm. Where there's two Wills, there's a way. It was about they felt there was a little something different now that all three of them are together, the big three that has spent so much time together, that got promoted to Worcester together, they were doing basically media days for them as the big three last year. they felt there was a little some sort of energy between them. And we saw some of it with Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer the other night when I know a lot of people were joking like, oh, Marcelo Meyer was the first one over to talk to the family. Wonder what he's doing over there. Is he doing what Stiz is doing on LinkedIn over there kind of thing? But
oh, for goodness sakes.
I said some people have said that, not
he's
me.
He's a good man. That said, Andy, Marcelo Meyer, like Alex Cora was telling us yesterday about the aura, the presence, the energy in the dugout, which is created in the stadium, obviously. I was talking about how the family could be stars in town, and obviously, you know, look what's going on with, like, Leah Anthony. That said, like, Marcelo Meyer is the complete package. He's a cool dude.
There's two that are that.
Handsome, got to be honest.
I think
handsome
the same devil. For Roman Anthony. The outsider is Christian Campbell right now, and it's unfair because we've had him here the longest, so lived the ups, and now we're in the downs, and offensively, defensively, the whole thing. But maybe there's something to the idea that the two Wills had. I'm just going to credit both of them, that the three of them together bring a certain energy that will help Christian Campbell elevate his game back to. And the other thing is, we got to see what happens with these other guys that haven't really been here that long and you know, are living off a few highlights.
Early, but the returns are very positive thus far.
We're also being told by Alex Cora that it bugs him when we group them together, that they're each individuals on their own trajectories and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but there's some truth to that. They've been together, that they've gotten together on and off the field, the jokes about living together in cars and keys.
I mean, barely. Christian Campbell's been a pro for a year. That's like barely true.
But if you lived with somebody for a year and then moved away from them, you don't think you'd feel better when they arrived? Like, you literally lived with somebody every day, worked with somebody every day for a year.
Yeah, yeah.
Then they took you away and made you go back to the capital region for 6 months.
Please don't.
And then we all showed up the next day. Wouldn't you feel a little different? Wouldn't the energy be a little different? Wouldn't you be happy to see us? Wouldn't that potentially put a little pep in your step, so to speak?
Yeah, I will admit to that. But I also think that if you go back out on that radio show that day and still suck, then I can only get so much from the presence of you guys around.
Christian Campbell doubled last night. Did you see him rip the cover off that baseball?
I mean, you are the one off air who was saying how uncomfortable he looks in every aspect.
Goes down on the stat sheet as a double. He was standing on second base.
That's one double. Come on. Don't argue against that to prove your point.
No, I don't. I actually think he looks terrible, but I think he needs to work through it with his buddies at the major league level. I don't want Roman Campbell going down. I mean,
Roman Campbell.
Roman Anthony or Christian Campbell going down. I want, if anything is to be made from Jim Bowden's little note in his column today about them maybe shopping an outfielder for a pitcher, it's Willier Abreu. Willier Abreu is the guy that you can shop. I think, would there be anyone that would be upset? No offense to him. I don't mean to besmirch the guy. But do you think we're going to take a lot of calls that they screwed up if they traded Willier Abreu?
As long as Roman Anthony is in the lineup, Fitzy, I feel like you're not going to get anybody complaining.
Right. As long as Roman Campbell or Roman Candle or Roman Anthony or whatever they call him is in the lineup, absolutely not. And Marcelo Meyer gets a chance to hit against some lefties and prove he belongs as a full-time player, third, short, wherever. Absolutely not. By the way, there's one for Will Fleming from us, Andy. Oh, Roman Candle from Roman Anthony.
He's been doing a lot of adioses lately. Adios is his thing. When they hit the
home. You know what he's going to say for Roman Anthony? Ciao, Bella!
That actually wasn't bad, your intonation or whatever they call it, the way you...
I've been listening to it. It's almost like I supported myself as a professional voice artist for 15
years. Romy! My homie!
Might want to reworkshop that one.
Okay.
Not sure that was the best. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Walter in Worcester. What's up, Walter?
Walter!
Hey, guys, anything's better than Romy, my homie. That's just terrible. I wanted to real quickly, you guys brought up earlier whether there was an ick factor, and I'm glad you did. And I don't mean to get all, like, you know, social issues on everybody, but the two Wills, between the two of them, the way they were fawning over the mom and then the sister was just, it was really kind of creepy to me. And I texted them about it, and Will Fleming responded and told me she was crying, Walter, get a grip. And, you know, we kind of had it back and forth and stuff, but I just, again, I get it. She's attractive. The camera was on her. Everybody's fawning over her. Obviously, she's willing. She came on the radio today. Good get for Coco and the morning show. But there was a little bit of, if you've had daughters and I had stepdaughters, it felt a little creepy to me. So let's just focus on the Roman Candle and move on. That's
Thanks
and
for
you
call,
can't
Walter.
Take your eyes off his mom.
See, that is misrepresenting it. That is not anything
yeah, but
to
you
do
know what?
With that.
Out of context is where so much good humor in this life comes from. Zero apologies.
That is true. And I do think more of it for me is with Leah Anthony and just sort of, and I get it. She's a 20-something, and we live in a social media world, and we live in an influencer world and all that. I just, as Fitzy said earlier, as, you know, I could envision myself as the father being, like, a little uncomfortable with the whole city of Boston and sports radio and Nesson and everybody kind of, yeah. Is it ogling my daughter, and then yeah. Creep radio producers checking out her LinkedIn online.
Creep radio producers? Stan is not a total creep.
He's pretty close. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls on the Red Sox, but we also have a big one. It's Thursday. It's 5:30. I'm getting ready to go on vacation. What better way to go out the door than with a victory?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Quiz with Stiz. WEEI Afternoons, 5:30 on a Thursday. Regular listeners know that means one thing. Favorite segment of the week, Quiz with Stiz.
All right, boys, you know the name, you know the game, and I believe we're tied at 4. 4 games apiece.
Yep.
4 for Andy, 4 yeah. for Nick, so this
well,
is
we're
like
4-4-1 cuz Ted's got one.
That's right. Ted got one. So this is
oh,
like
that's
a game
right.
7.
That's right. Ted entered the chat.
Yep. Oh, smoked me.
Yeah, it did great.
Smoked me.
Did great.
Smoked me it like was, a striped bass.
It was rigged though, don't worry.
It definitely was.
Yeah.
All right. Before we give you tonight's theme and get going here, I will turn it over to my behind-the-glass brethren, Dan Ball, for some ground rules.
Thank you, Stiz. It is Andy Hart against Nick Stevens this week here on The Quiz with Stiz. So the Quizmaster has picked a topic for this week's quiz. He will ask a trivia question to each host. They'll get a chance to answer if they get it wrong. The other host has the chance to steal, and if neither get it, then it opens up to multiple choice. We will ask 10 questions. The best score, or the most correct after 10 questions, is declared the victor of the quiz with Stiz. And now I hand it back over to the Quizmaster himself, Stiz.
Thank you, Dan.
All right. Andy, I believe you won last game when it was you against Nick. So heads or tails?
Let's go tails never fails.
And it didn't tonight.
So boom.
You will start the game
this
off.
This is the biggest load of crap ever. It only... all right.
And away
it
we
was
go.
Heads last week. And the theme for tonight's quiz is the Caribbean.
Told you yesterday. I said, I guarantee you, we were talking at Fenway Stiz. I said, it's either going to be about Italian-American Boston royalty or the Caribbean.
I was also thinking Rome. A little Rome trivia. But...
oh, that would have been good. Roman Empire trivia. There's a lot of options.
Yeah, the show on HBO.
We
want to
get
Anthony's LinkedIn page.
I may or may not know a few things about that, but we want to get Andy ready for his Caribbean vacation. So Caribbean will be tonight's theme. All right, Andrew, are you ready?
No, but go ahead.
All right. In 1962, John F. Kennedy banned these popular Caribbean products from the U.S. in response to a communist government.
Products?
Product.
Is that what you asked for?
Product.
So I'm going to say Cuban cigars.
You got it.
Well done.
John Henry, you cannot smoke that.
There you go.
Back then.
If anybody can get me a Cuban cigar, please hit me up. Stanley.Bruno at odyssey.com.
Got to say, had one once.
Really?
Had one once. Sick brag, bro. Nice. Worth it.
Nice. All right. Nicholas.
You can't.
Yes, sir.
This religion is still secretly practiced in Haiti.
Oh, what is voodoo?
That's right.
The voodoo that you do when you do the voodoo.
Who sings that song, Andy? Bonus point.
No idea.
En Vogue, maybe? No. Salt and Pepper.
Oh, yeah.
Shoop. There we go. All right, Andrew. What country did Christopher Columbus think Cuba was when he landed on it?
India?
What the hell, dude? Wow. Nailed it.
I'm smart.
Wow. That was impressive, man.
Yeah, he kind of sailed the wrong way.
Oh, yeah, really he was way off.
One of the happiest accidents of all time, except, of course, if you were the natives of the West Indies, in which it ended terribly for you.
Oh, relax.
All
we're
right.
Not going down that political road today.
Political? It's historical.
Historical, political, whatever. I just want to have fun. I'm going to vacation.
All right, Mr. Fitzgerald. This next question is a finish the lyric, and it must be sang. Okay?
Oh, wait. If he gets it wrong, do I have to do it?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
All right. Here we go. Nicholas.
So you're actually rooting for me to get it right.
Yes, please.
Here is your clue. Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you.
To Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama. To Key Largo, Montego. Baby, why don't we go down to Kokomo? We'll get there faster than we'll get it slow. That's where we want to go. Way down to Kokomo.
R.I.P.
I think I should get like a half a point. I sang with him.
The Beach Boy member that just passed away yesterday. Was that yesterday?
Yeah.
The day before?
That was actually yesterday. Brian Wilson at the tender age of 82. Fun fact, you know what Brian Wilson's favorite movie was?
Wilson!
No. Oh. Norbit, the Eddie Murphy comedic disaster.
Great story.
All right.
You know it's going to be a great story. All right, go ahead.
Andrew.
Not when you go postal.
Andrew, how many Pirates of the Caribbean movies have there been?
I don't know. My wife's seen them all. I do not care for them. Let's go with 5.
My Lanta.
Yes!
Wow. There was
Andy.
The original trilogy, then there was an unnecessary fourth one and a super unnecessary fifth one.
I am on a roll.
Javier Bardem. Which one was Javier Bardem in?
I don't know who that is.
I've seen that one.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen any of them.
Javier Bardem, he played the guy in No Country for Old Men, won the Oscar.
Oh, one of the greatest villains of all time.
One of the great, Anton Chigurh. Yeah, Anton Chigurh.
All right, host, rein this in.
All right, Nick, where is Bathsheba Beach? Which island on the Caribbean is Bathsheba Beach? It's the white sand beach and site of the Pro Surf Fest.
There's great surfing all over the Caribbean, but most especially on the other side of Puerto Rico near Rincon, so I'll just take a guess and say Puerto Rico.
No.
Sorry. Damn it.
Andrew.
That was where I went on my last vacation.
Great story.
Super great story.
Yeah, I wish we were at the point where I had multiple choice options. Let's go with... let's go with the Dominican.
Nah. Nick.
Yeah.
Where is Bathsheba Beach? Is it A, Tobago, B, Barbados, C, Jamaica?
Get it wrong.
I was going to go with Barbados.
Give them a point.
Some beach.
I see what you did there.
Somewhere.
All right. Andrew. In Pirates of the Caribbean.
Damn it.
What is the name?
This guy's like listing all the actors and you're asking me about it. Go ahead.
What is the name of Johnny Depp's character?
Why are you looking at me like that, Dan Ball?
That's an easy one.
I don't
10 seconds.
Dork.
That is an easy one.
It's Captain Hook.
No, I'm sorry. That
I think the name would be Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh, with an impromptu impression.
That makes sense.
Andy,
now that
for
he
a
said
bonus,
it.
Andy, for a bonus point for me, who did Johnny Depp model his portrayal of Captain Jack Sparrow after?
Captain Hook.
That would be super incorrect. No, it was actually Rolling Stones guitarist Keith Richards.
Oh, I could see that.
All right, yeah, can we I move could on? See that. I don't need all this knowledge. I need a
also
win.
Captain Hook, the arch enemy of Peter Pan. So if you want to file that one back,
I know who Captain Hook is. Okay. I didn't have another captain, but when he said it, the Jack Sparrow instantly in my head.
All right, Nicholas.
What's the score? Can we get an update from Dan Ball?
Yeah, it is now 4-3 Nick, so he has a chance to pick up a very important fifth point.
All right, Nicholas. What
Tis are I?
What are the ABC Islands?
The ABC Islands.
That's right.
I'm going to go with Aruba, Barbados, Cacao.
Oof. No, I
Curacao. Can't. Sorry, Curacao.
He seems confident in that, so I'll say Aruba, Barbados, and Curacao.
No.
Oh, why was he so confident?
Nicholas.
Yeah.
Was it A? Was it A? So what are the ABC Islands? Is it A, Antigua, Barbados, Cuba, B, Aruba, Bonaire, Curacao, or C, a Caribbean alphabet school?
I'll go with option A.
No, I'm sorry.
I'll go with option B.
Damn it, I let him right back
That's
in.
Right.
I should have stuck with my
That's
original
right.
idea of Curacao
Nick,
and Aruba, damn
close.
It.
You were close. The only one you got wrong was Bonaire. So it's Aruba, Bonaire, Curacao.
Never heard of Bonaire.
I should have stuck with my hunch.
Those are the ABC Islands.
Fresh all right. of Bonaire.
Andy steals it back, by the way. We're even at four.
Ooh. Andy, this famous cocktail called the Painkiller, okay?
Kay.
Is a potent mixture of rum, pineapple juice, cream of coconut, and orange juice. It was invented at the Soggy Dollar Bar on this Caribbean island. Famous Caribbean cocktail.
Famous Caribbean cocktail. Painkiller.
That's right.
Aruba.
No.
The Painkiller?
That's right.
I'm going to go with where's there the
Sounds
most
delicious.
Molasses.
I hope
it
you
does.
Have one
where's
of these.
Where's there the most molasses? I will go with Jamaica.
No, sorry. Andrew, the famous painkiller cocktail invented in A, Jost Van Dyke, B, Antigua, C, St. Martin.
I am going to say, what was B?
Antigua. Joss Van Dyke, Antigua, St. Martin.
Give me Antigua.
No, I'm sorry.
I will go with St. Martin.
Joss Van Dyke.
Give me Joss Van Dyke.
Nope. No,
I
one
know.
Gets
we
that
don't
one.
Do that anymore.
But yeah, I really hope you have that.
Well, I don't
killer.
Even know
remember
what Joss
that.
Van Dyke is.
But just remember Painkiller.
Yeah, but where's Joss Van Dyke?
In the Caribbean.
Nailed it. Just, yeah, all you got to do is open up.
Ask
hey, phone,
a dumb
hey,
question.
Phone, open. Hey, phone, open map program. Tell me where Joss Van Dyke is.
All right, gentlemen, this right. question is for the game.
All right, Nick.
Yep.
Which island in the Caribbean
could be a walk-off.
Has the world's oldest rum distillery?
The world's oldest rum distillery. This time I'll go with St. Martin.
No, not this time. Sorry.
I'm going to say another saint that I'll meet soon. St. Lucia. Come on. Give it to me.
Andrew, you are wrong.
Oh, you suck. That would have been perfect way to end this. That would have been what
love
is wrong
it.
With you? Have you no creativity?
Nick.
Yeah.
Which island in the Caribbean has the world's oldest rum distillery? Is it A, Jamaica, B, St. Croix, C, Barbados?
Barbados has to give me some love at some point, so I'll say Barbados.
You'll be making love all night with Barbados, Nicholas.
Oh, the walk-off. Oh, I send him home on the wings of defeat. Have a nice time on vacation. I lose.
L7.
Yeah. I will. Have a great time on vacation.
Oh,
10 that was days a, away from
Andy,
UA
home. Andy, game, let me just say game. Real quick. Stiz, my favorite of all the Quiz with Stizzes, and not just because I picked up the dub. That was gamesmanship, great, down to the wire, my favorite yet.
That's right. Good game,
we
guys.
Did get one pronunciation correction, potentially, from the 617. If they're right, it's Joss Van Dyke.
Oh, that's
yeah.
That
why don't you
sense.
Blow it out your yeah, Joss Van backside?
Oh, so it's definitely Joss.
I don't know,
call.
But I mean.
Oh, hey, we got a phone sense. Call right now. Let's go to Luke in Auburn. Has a little correction for us. What's up, Luke?
Hey, not much. No, big fan of this show,
thank
Andy.
You.
Big fan, man. When you speak, I listen.
Oh, thank you.
Luke. No, about I'm from Haiti. You talk about the religion. Voodoo's never been a religion. It's always witchcraft. People practice witchcraft. But one of the president, he was a priest, you know, Aristide. He changed it as a religion by himself. It's like a self-declaration. It's a religion. People can practice it as a religion. But it's never been a religion. It was witchcraft. Just want to make the correction.
Oh, thank you, Luke. So
great
that
story.
That means, I believe...
Yeah.
Fitzy's victory is now being
oh,
challenged.
Oh, don't even, Andrew.
We have a native, we have a native Haitian who
get
just said the information
town.
Was incorrect. So we have
town.
A 4-4 tie.
We do not, actually.
We will
we
be getting
the
texts
information.
From,
we have what he presented and brought to the table, and we all know. Do not raise your
I
hands.
I am with Luke. Luke is my man.
Luke, I am your contestant.
So I go
yes.
to vacation kissing
and Andy,
my sister
you,
with
Andy,
a tie.
You have also suffered another defeat at the hands of Fitzy.
I don't care for it. Good job,
Stiz. I have the high ground.
That was a tremendous quiz with Stiz. As always, up next, we have Odds and Ends, as well as a crossover with Christian Arcand, who's getting ready not only for 4 hours of the Christian Arcand show, but the return of the Dong Report. Oh, my. Wow. What a night.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
WEEI.
This could be the most dangerous segment in WEEI Afternoons history.
Is it?
Not WWE. They've had a lot of dangerous issues over there. Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations, also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. And I say a dangerous segment because I'm always a little hesitant, Fitzy, when the behind-the-glass boys are like, we got Odds and Ends all set. Don't worry about it. We'll handle it. So, the behind-the-glass boys.
All right.
I don't trust them, but I have to, I guess.
I mean, hey, second time this week we've done this, and it hasn't gone overly poorly yet. I'm directing this question to Stiz, because we were having a conversation during one of your guys' insightful conversations earlier on in the show, and I came across the concept. Stiz, I explained to you the 999 challenge.
Love it.
That challenge is, and I'm asking both of you guys if you know this.
I saw this.
9 hot dogs, 9 beers over 9 innings. It's a baseball-related phenomenon.
9 hours in the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you'd get your travel diarrhea at home if you went for that, Andy.
Yeah.
Am I the only
goodness,
one who thinks
before
this is...
We got travel diarrhea into the show today, everyone, so you can mark that down on your EI Afternoons bingo
always
card.
Am I the only one who thinks this sounds pretty easy? Like, when he just told me about this, I was like, oh, I could easily do this.
I don't think you could. And we can try it sometime. Yeah, what? You just said what? All cockily. We can try it sometimes.
All right. Oh, see, I can't do it during the show, the 9 beers. But I will certainly take you up on this. I can do this 100%.
Nine beers, 9 hot dogs, 9 innings?
You don't think you could do it, Nick?
No, I could. I think, as a matter of fact, in terms of generating show content and also getting out on the town ensemble, I think that would be phenomenal. For Zoko, if I know he's always listening. He's like my phone and Instagram. We should definitely do that at the stadium one night. We
Can
should go
I
for it.
Ask a quick rules question.
Yeah.
Dan Ball, since you're sort of the anal one, the one who's rigid about rules.
Thank you.
Do you have to
I think there was a compliment in there somewhere.
It was backhanded. I'm used to it. Go ahead.
Do you actually have to adhere to the 9 innings? Like, could you bang out 3 hot dogs in the first inning and then spread the other 6 over the next 8 innings?
My understanding is you just have to have all 9 done by the end of the game.
Well, I thought you might have to stick to the inning, and if it's like a quick inning, you got to chug the beer and eat the hot dog, and then if it's a long inning, now you're sitting there, it's settling in your stomach.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I feel like it depends on who's doing it.
I think you should have to do it within the 6 outs of the inning. Because I think that makes it more challenging.
I don't think that's the rules of the game. I think we should effort this.
Are you
this,
backing
but,
down?
No, but my understanding well, from it is you have nine innings to get it all down. Act like a Bosch. Be a Bosch.
Yeah, be a Bosch.
I will be a Bosch, and I will kill this challenge. 100%. Okay.
You are.
I don't think I've ever been more confident about anything.
Stiz, that's what you've basically been doing the last 6 months? You've just been stomach stretching in anticipation of the 999 challenge?
No. Well, I told you, I'm like newer to sports. I, you know, proclaimed last week, very exciting, very entertaining. And so Dan just put
breaking,
me on
breaking
to this.
News on our show.
So Fitzy, he's been training for something he didn't know existed.
Exactly. My whole life.
He's been stretching his stomach out.
He's the Joey Chestnut of ballpark.
I was made for this day. I don't think I could do it. I really don't think I... So, 9 beers in 2 hours is a lot. Like, some of these baseball games are running a little quicker these days. We got a little pitch clock going on here. It's a little faster-paced game than it used to be. I think this is harder than you believe it is, Stiz. I want to see you do it. And also, the beer, I'm assuming, is choice. So, like, a Miller Lite is
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, Miller Lite.
You
yeah,
don't have
yeah.
to go any heavier or whatever. You can have your beer of choice.
No, 9-10% ABV stouts.
I'm just asking.
Boom sauces.
9 sips of sunshine, 9 foot-long wieners.
And why are we talking about this? That'll I did see this on me. Social or something.
This isn't a new concept. Plenty of people have done it, but I came across a video during a break of one of the producers on the Dan Patrick Show going to Citi Field and doing it successfully, I might add. So I was explaining the concept.
Is it like
Stiz.
Pauly Pabst or somebody?
Yeah, a non-on-air presence on the show. Gotcha, kind of like gotcha. A lot of people probably wish I was. But
Dan, self-deprecation will get you everywhere with me, but not over the air.
Okay, fair enough. So I don't want any of us to go broke by trying this at Fenway. Should we follow Roman Anthony back down to Worcester?
That's the real question. Who's paying?
I was just going to ask that, and is that baked into the challenge? Like, if you do it, Stiz, we have to pay for it. If you fail, you have to pay for it yourself, kind of thing.
Although that's that's the best idea. We do it at a WooSox game, and he has to pay. We pay if it. I love that system.
I feel like this is something I could write off on Odyssey, though. Like, I think Ken would approve that.
Good luck.
9 beers and 9 dogs at Polar
for
Park.
For the show.
For the sake of content, I mean, maybe there's something there.
I'm in for a trip to Polar Park to see Stiz have 9 beers, 9 hot dogs, 9 innings. We can figure out whether it actually has to be within the confines.
I feel like
of the
Christian Arcand would say it's super easy, too.
I feel like when Christian Arcand ruffles his bag, gets his headphones out, and gets on the microphone, he's going to tell us he's done this 100 times in his life, and he probably has a better challenge ready to go, because this seems like something that is definitely right up his alley. Now he's fighting a chair. You may have heard the fighting of the chair, but now you can hear his headphones.
Oh, Andy, you don't think you could do it. Nick, you think you could do it.
Over the course of 3 hours, I think I'd have a fair shot. Yes.
Okay. We are.
Dan Ball, you haven't weighed in.
I have not, which is a good way to phrase it. Meow. I think I'd get.
I think I could get close.
7-7. I'm not sure I could get through all 9.
Yeah, because I mean, I'll eat. It's one of those things. Like, I think I would fall because of some of the pressure. If you didn't tell me I had to do this. And just, I was like on the deck cooking hot dogs with beers and the game was on in the background. I think I would suddenly be like, oh crap, I just had 6 dogs and 6 beers in the last 6 innings kind of thing. But thinking about it, I think I might psych myself out and be like, oh, I'm getting kind of full. Oh, my belly doesn't feel. Oh,
you know the trick, and I know this sounds super gross, but you got to kill the carbonation by dunking the dog in the beer, and that also wets the bun to make it easier to go down.
Oh, Joey Chestnut style.
Yeah, there's definitely.
Absolutely have to.
Absolutely. So, Christian Arcand.
So wait, we're trying to eat as many hot dogs in a contest?
It's a hot dog and a beer per inning.
9
dogs, 9 innings, 9 beers. Could you do it?
The 9 dogs would be much harder than the 9 beer. Like, no question, that would be much more difficult. But if I was hungry enough, maybe. I don't actually. You know what? I don't think so. Even with the pitch clock, I don't think I'd be able to get through that. Even like after you get through 5 hot dogs,
yeah,
you're gonna hit the wall there. Because it's one thing if you're just gobbling them down and you're trying to like win a contest or something, but if you're stretching it out over 9 innings, like that's your body's not gonna let you. I don't think.
That's and Stiz says he's never been more sure of anything than he is that he can do
that.
This.
He could do it
100%.
We're going to Worcester.
I believe in Stiz.
Yeah,
I'm saying I don't think I can.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I'd try.
You can tag along if you want. We're going to go to Worcester because, you know, it's a little more cost-effective out there than it is at Fenway.
I did watch a producer on a radio show I worked on 20 years ago in New York try the 6 Bud Lights in 15-minute challenge, and he made his way through the first 4 super easy in like 4 minutes. beer number five was so hard because he was chugging them too quick, didn't dissipate the foam, cracked into number six, looked at me and said, if you'll excuse me for a second, and then a foam fire hydrant just started spraying all over this. It's hard. It's like the gallon of milk in an hour challenge. Like your body just isn't made to do certain things. But in terms of having Stiz, our resident, like, rapper, producer, LinkedIn pervert, do it. I'm 100% behind it.
And Stiz, there's another version of this that I know you have no interest in. You can do 5 and 10Ks where you have to have a beer and a hot dog every mile. It's usually a bar along the route. And if you have six
in the middle of running a race.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I could do it sitting in a chair. Now you got to run a 10. No, thank you.
Yeah.
So, that sounds awful.
Christian Arcan, you have a full 4 hours tonight, and I hear it's the biggest night at 9:30 in the history of WEEI Nights.
It certainly is. It's certainly the biggest night in the history of the Christian Arcan show. The Dong Report returns tonight, ladies and gentlemen. After three...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.